Well, more than we think. We can't fix every problem. Corruption, natural calamities are part of the picture here. But the ones we can, we must. The debt burden, as I say, unfair trade, as I say, sharing our knowledge, the intellectual copyright for life-saving drugs in a crisis, we can do that. And because we can, we must. Because we can, we must. Amen.
Sorry.
This is the straight truth, the righteous truth. It's not a theory, it's a fact. The fact is that this generation, yours, my generation, that can look at the poverty, we're the first generation that could look at poverty and disease, look across the ocean to Africa and say with a straight face, we can be the first to end the sort of stupid, extreme poverty where in a world of plenty, a child can die for lack of food in its belly. We can be the first generation. It might take a while, but we can be that generation that says no to stupid poverty. It's a fact. It's a fact. The economists confirm it. It's an expensive fact, but cheaper than, say, the Marshall Plan that saved Europe from communism and fascism. And cheaper, I would argue, than fighting wave after wave of terrorism's new recruits. That's the economics department over there. Very good. It's a fact, so why aren't we pumping our fists in the air and cheering about it? Well, probably because when we admit we can do something about it, we've got to do something about it. For the first time in history, we have the know-how, we have the cash, we have the life-saving drugs, but do we have the will?